change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Valentine's Day. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. Trending topics are coming up next.
Brought to you by Fenton Nissan, home of the Fenton family deal. Straightforward pricing with no hidden fees. Visit FentonKC.com.
You know, there are a lot of people on Valentine's who get engaged and get married, and they have their anniversary, either they so they can remember, and it's a special day. And we have our friend Luis Olathe on the phone. Say good morning. Hey, Luis.
Hi. Are you still there?
Hold on a second. You there, buddy?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
No, yeah, I wanted to wish my wife, Anna Marie, a happy anniversary. We got married 10 years ago today with thoughts that I was getting deployed. And hoping to make sure to get married before that. So it's awesome. It's been she's dealt with me this whole time. Awesome mom. Like just overall, just wanted to wish her happy Valentine's Day and happy anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary.
And thank you for your service. We really truly appreciate that, man.
No problem.
All right,
no
Luis, problem. You have a great day, buddy.
A wonderful day. You just scored big time brownie points.
Yeah, you did.
Rocket, somebody else who got married today, Tara?
Yes, my sister Erin and her husband Maz. I'm so lucky to have them in my life. And I am not a math scientist, but I think it's their third anniversary. I think it's 3 years. So happy anniversary.
Do you have to be a math scientist to count to 3 years?
I think so. But I love them both very much and happy anniversary.
That's
math
sweet.
Scientists. I was thinking she was going to say 10 or 20. I'm not a math scientist, but I think it's 3.
It's also National Diet Coke Day.
Okay, Rocket. You're getting a little personal.
That was thank you for the wonderful Valentine's Day gift, Tara, that you got us this morning. The handmade Diet Cokes.
Yeah, you're so welcome, everybody.
So for the first time since 1945, Valentine's Day falls on the same day as Ash Wednesday. Catholics and other Christians who will observe Ash Wednesday are supposed to fast, pray, and not eat meat. I guess chocolates are okay. I've always enjoyed being Protestant, not having to give up things for Lent. So
I want to give something up.
Why? I don't. Why would you want to give up something?
For fun.
For fun.
Obviously.
Yeah. 3. Math scientists, it's 3.
3 years.
It is also, by the way, National Organ Donor Day. I think this is important. On any given day, it's reported that more than 120,000 people in the United States alone are waiting for life-saving organ donations. If you are interested in more info, you can go to organdonor.gov. Shaun White bringing home gold again in the men's half pipe after finishing fourth 4 years ago. White posted a 97.75 in his third and final run and win his second third gold snowboarding medal. Now, unfortunately, his gold medal moment was overshadowed by accusations of sexual harassment. He was the subject of a 2016 lawsuit from a drummer in his rock band. She says that he sent her inappropriate pictures, made vulgar comments, and forced her to watch sexually explicit videos. The two reached a settlement in 2017, and when pressed on the issue, White told reporters in South Korea he was there to talk about the Olympics, not gossip and stuff, but he rephrased that on the Today Show.
I'm truly sorry that I chose the word gossip. It was a poor choice of words to describe such a sensitive subject in the world today, and I'm just truly sorry.
But still not commenting on it. Said I'm here to talk about the Olympics, and that's it. One of the longest tenured members of the Kansas City Chiefs is moving on. The Chiefs announced yesterday linebacker Derek Johnson will become a free agent next month. The 4-time Pro Bowler was selected by the Chiefs in the first round of the 2005 NFL Draft. He is the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler.
Great run, though.
The Best in Show Award at the 142nd Westminster Dog Show is a Bichon Frise named Flynn.
He's so adorable.
Cotton ball, basically. Over 3,000 dogs competed in the event held at Madison Square Garden. Tara's already said that next year she feels that she needs to be there to cover that live in person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And get lots of doggy kisses.
Yep.
Candy hearts are the most popular Valentine's Day candy nationwide, at least according to candystore.com. I would disagree. I hate them so much. They taste like chalk. And finally, Tara, let me know if you would be interested in this. You're engaged. You're getting married in May.
Yes.
A neuroscientist, not a math scientist, a neuroscientist.
Big difference. Go on.
Says there will be a medical test that can detect if people are truly in love. It should be available by 2028. Now, this doctor has written a book about love and says the test will use an MRI-style machine to look for certain chemicals in the brain. And those chemicals show up in large numbers when someone is in love. That's the theory, anyway. The doctor suggests that one day partners might consider doing this test before they actually say, I do. Would you do the test if it was available?
Not a chance. I'd rather live in blissful ignorance. Thank you very much.
Mix 93.3.
What's good, y'all? This is Post Malone.
This is Liam Payne.
Sam Hunt.
Hey, it's Alessia Cara.
Kansas City's number one hit music station.